This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the 2nd competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with a victory in the road race. As the troubled build-up to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were announced as well, also taking the number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Protesters clashed with police during anti-lockdown protests in Sydney, Australia on Saturday, with dozens arrested. Thousands of people, mostly maskless, gathered in defiance of public health orders amidst a growing COVID-19 outbreak. The protests turned violent fairly quickly, as protesters threw potted plants, paint, and water bottles at police officers and media, while others physically assaulted police horses. New South Wales police minister said, quote, "What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish booth heads." Afghan's Interior Ministry announced Saturday a nighttime curfew across 31 of the country's 34 provinces to curb surging violence unleashed by a sweeping Taliban offensive in recent months. Since early May, the Taliban have launched a widespread offensive across the country that has seen the insurgents capture border crossings, dozens of districts, and encircle several provincial capitals. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.